Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Monday, the 25th of July, 2011. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's numbers 120 to 134. Those sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Psalm 131, verse 2, one of the Psalms of David. It reads, "But I have stilled and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me." This is a wonderful, short but powerful psalm of David. He's begun his psalm by talking about the fact that his heart isn't proud, his eyes are not haughty, he is not concerning himself with things that really matters for God alone, things too wonderful, but he is, in this verse, at peace. Gosh, peace is something we all want, isn't it? Peace is something the world is sorely lacking, both on an external scale of war and that kind of thing, but also on the internal scale of a peace within that so many seek and so few seem to find, even those who write books about it. In this verse, the word with, the weaned child with its mother, and within, like a weaned child is my soul within me, those words are literally, in the Hebrew, the word upon. And so the image is like a child perhaps lying on its mother's lap, but weaned, not anxious for milk from the breast. Its needs are satisfied. Now that we have rejected pride and haughtiness, from verse 2, and we have our hope in God, which is verse 3, we have no fears. Therefore, peace can be ours. Peace is ours if we're a follower of God. True peace, that is. Not a false hope or the folly of believing that there will be no further trials in this life, but a settled conviction that whatever happens, God has our best interests at heart and that our soul is safe. If you're a follower of God, if you have come to Jesus and you have repented and been baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, your soul is safe and you can be at peace. We are at peace when we accept God's terms for peace in his creation. That peace doesn't come because we wish for it. It doesn't even come just because God promises it. It comes because we claim it by obeying his teachings. God does command us to do certain things to receive his peace, but it's not because he has hoops for us to jump through, but because he knows that this is the path to peace. So when he commands and we respond to his commands, then we have peace. These terms of his are actually terms of love. As Peterson says in his book, A Long Obedience in the Same Direction, there are some who conclude that since the great Christian temptation is to try to be everything, the perfect Christian solution is to be nothing. And so we have the problem of the doormat Christian and the dishrag saint, the person who is used by others to clean up the mess of everyday living and then is discarded. Christian faith is not neurotic dependency, but childlike trust. In other words, he's saying, this being stilled and quieted is not about being passive, but the solution is not to be anxious. It's about dependency and childlike trust. The model for Christian faith is found in Mark 10, 14 to 16. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." He took the children in his arms, put his hands on them and blessed them. This is not calling us to admire helplessness, but willingness to be led, taught and blessed. Anyone who has had a child will know that quieting a disquieted child is harder than stilling a storm. But when we wrestle with God for peace, the peace we need, it is not always easy, but it is worth the struggle. This verse holds out the hope that we can have a quieted soul and be at peace. Tomorrow we'll go on to the next verse. If you'd like to know more about our church work, you can find that at nwlcc.org. You can contact me from there. I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.